Jack Smith here with Randall Diaz ahead of the final game of the first half and game three of the series against the Salem Red Sox. Randall, I think given the fact the last two times that you guys have played, it's been doubleheaders, I bet you're pretty excited to just have one game today.
I mean, yeah, it's been getting, every time we play them, we have a doubleheader. I know the games go quicker, but it's still two games, so. But it's fun to have one today.
Whole lot of baseball lately. June's been the best month for you by far this season. What do you think you figured out about yourself and your swing going into this month?
I mean, since this month starts, I told the guy it's going to be my month. Because I think I just needed my confidence back, you know. So obviously I always do my adjustments about in the home plate and all that. But I think my confidence just came back, and that's how I'm been working on.
What gave you confidence going into the month to be able to say that about yourself?
I mean, it's I know I'm a good hitter, you know. So I've been struggling in the first half of the season, but I know I'm a good hitter. So that I think I just need to keep thinking like that, and I'll be fine.
What do you think didn't go the way that you wanted it to in your first 2 months?
I mean, he just hitting wise, you know. It's I'm a guy that hit doubles, stuff like that. So I haven't if you can see, but I know I'm gonna hit. So that's why I'm just chill. So I just keep doing my thing. It's just enjoying the game, you know.
Clearly, you were right about yourself. You're on a 10-game hit streak now, and you finished your collegiate career at Indiana State on a 32-game hitting streak. In your eyes, what goes into a hitting streak? What's the secret?
I mean, like I said, it's my confidence. I know I'm a good hitter. I just need to see the ball and hit it. You know, it's when you start thinking a lot of things on the home plate, that's when you struggle. So now I'm just getting into home plate and just trusting myself and just swinging, you know.
What's the cue for you that your swing is in the right spot, in the spot you need it to be?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it's just when I hit the ball where I want to. Because sometimes you hit and you get hits, but you don't know where the ball is going. So, but when I start getting barrels when I wanted to hit, so that's when I know the thing is going right.
Today's the final game of the first half for you guys. In your words, how would you define the way that the first half has gone for this team?
I think it was a learning half. So for myself, I have learned a lot of stuff in this first half. Obviously, it's my first half of a professional player, but I think for the team, it's been the same. We have struggled a bit. We have had good weeks stuff, but I think we have learning. I think this second half, it will be better.
What's at the top of the list for you about what you've learned in your first half of your professional career?
I mean, the consistency. I think to be playing this game every day, you can have a consistency on your work, your routines and stuff. So I think because when you were in college and stuff like that, you don't have a routine because you play three games, you rest probably the whole week, and then you play again. So here, you got to play every day, so you got to have your routine and your work. So I think that's the part that I have learning. So,
what's the most important part of Randall Diaz's routine to make sure he can play 5 or 6 games a week?
I mean, my stretch on the training room, stretch and all that. Just take care of my body, you know, and be mentally prepared. That's what I think.
Feel like you put your body on the line for this team, playing all 4 infield positions in the first half. A little less time at first base, obviously, just the one game. But for you, what's the key to being a versatile infielder?
I mean, since I'm a shortstop, so I think when you're a shortstop, you gotta be able to know what every position do. So I think since I'm a child, I be learning about every position. Now if they want me to play outfield too, I think I can do it too. So that's the key. Being a shortstop, I think give you opportunity to learn everything and just be able to play it.
What's the top trait of being a shortstop you think you take with you to other positions?
I think I think that's the mental part. So when you're a shortstop, you gotta know what's happening in the game, everything, how many outs, everything. So I think that's the most part I can say from shortstop, just the mentality part. So I need to anticipate every play. So I think that's what I take for every position.
If you had to rank your ability at each of the 4 infield positions, what would you do 1 through 4?
That's a hard part, but now I've been playing second base a lot, so I will pull second base first, then shortstop, third base, and then first.
Now going into the second half after today's game, you mentioned that it's been a learning experience for the team in the first half. What do you think is the key for this team to unlock something in the second half of the season?
I think just keep getting together and like hitting, we running on bases. I think we have been like struggling on that, like bases loaded, no outs, and we haven't scored and stuff like that. And I think the defense, we gotta lock thing a little bit more on the defense, just secure the ball, and we'll be fine.
What's the key for you to keep the confidence high and keep this going?
I mean, just enjoying the game, actually. When I enjoy it, that's when I trust myself. When I'm, like, struggling mentally, like, I'm thinking of what I'm doing bad or whatever, that's when I struggle. So, like, just keep enjoying the game, and whatever happens, it happens. Like, you get your work and the practice, and then just go out and play.
Randall, we've been enjoying watching you play. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.